Please be seated. Just be a moment more. Two things. First of all, I want you to look at this scripture that is up on the screens right now. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That is my prayer for all of you today, that Christ will live in you, that Christ will transform your lives, that Christ will make you like Christ. Now, nobody will be able to see this but me and the band, but they're not going to tell. Bands don't do that. But do you remember the video? All of a sudden, it dawned on those folks in the video that Christ had died for them, that Easter was real, and they smiled, and they felt joy, and they had hope in Christ. Now, if you feel that way, just smile. Okay. I pray for all of you. All right, here's the deal. As you know from last week, and I do apologize, it just worked out badly that I wasn't here to let you know myself that I was going to be leaving and going to a new appointment in DeKalb, Illinois, to DeKalb First Church out by NIU, and that'll be part of the ministry also, is to work with another two pastors. One is an associate, and one as we minister to the kids on the campus at NIU. So it'll be a really very kind of different ministry, and I'm excited and also sorrowful. But I am very, very happy to let you know who your new pastor is going to be. His name is Robert Sattari, and he is a guy that I went to seminary with. He's married. His wife's name is Teresa. He has served at Polo and Emmanuel at Polo, and right now he's serving, literally right now, because he's telling his church right now that he's leaving. They have no idea. He's been at Lake Villa for the last 4 years. And Robert is, I can tell you this without fear of contradiction, is one of the kindest, most decent, gentle people you will ever meet. So if you didn't find that in me, you clearly will find that in him, because that is who Robert is. The other really cool thing about Robert is he has found the joy of Jesus Christ. That'll be very apparent to you. He's a man who is possessed by a reverence for Jesus, because Jesus has changed his life. And you'll hear his story, which is quite remarkable. The ushers have a little bio on him that you can take as you leave. There'll be some more information coming along. Robert and I are getting together to start working on the transition. But I know that you will find in him a great spiritual leader, a great man, and a wonderful husband and pastor. So, you're going to have a great person. Take care of him. Peace be with you. Peace with you always. And remember, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Go in peace.